Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports.
Incredible!
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's Thursday on the Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio as we hopefully will have you take us along for the ride for the next 3 hours or so, give or take, as we entertain you, hit some sports up, talk about some things, maybe even get a little healthy along the way. What's up, fellas?
What's up? Happy Valentine's Day, my loves, my boos.
I think he was talking to your boobs, Nick.
No, he was not. He was talking to you.
No?
He was talking to the closest person sitting next to him.
No, not
which
that
would
either.
Be Joel Blank.
No.
I would like to say shout out to my wife that I love her. Happy Valentine's. 20th Valentine's for her and me.
It's a long time.
We got together in August of 1998 with our first date. So this will be our 20th Valentine together. Is it Valentine or Valentine's?
Valentine's, I believe.
Valentine's, yeah.
But don't catch me lying, because I'll have someone on the text messages correct that in a heartbeat.
Of course.
Wrong.
That's how they do.
Yes, obviously.
Did you wake Lisa up with roses and chocolates and all kinds of lovely Valentine stuff?
At 1:45 in the morning?
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't do that?
No. You know what I do? I shut my eyes and hope to God I don't have to get up and help her with the dogs, which normally doesn't happen.
This is our 20th Valentine, and my wife still was like, I don't know what I want. I'm like, well, that's great. That means today I'm going to have to, like, literally today, I'm going to have to go to Klein's Jewelry and just buy something and take it home with me tonight after my show, which also sucks. I have a show tonight at the Joke Joint, Valentine's show, so I won't even be with my wife. She's not like, I'm not even going. She's going to stay home and watch Law and Order or whatever women do when they're by themselves.
Chicago PD.
Probably.
Yeah. Here's the thing. So one of her Valentine's gifts was I got all the dogs to the vet to have all their glands done and everything. And
oh
get
my
them
God!
Back.
You had your dog's anal glands popped for her Valentine's Day gift.
When you've already
that's
covered,
the wrong kind of chocolate.
When you've already covered the ground necessary with her, then you move on to what else needs to be done.
Wrong chocolates, Joel.
Oh no, she's got a huge Valentine's Day gift bag at home with everything waiting for her, and of course she comes home early from work. While I am at the vet with all the dogs and her mom, who's helping me with all the dogs, and I come back and I go, so she just came home and blew through here, and I had everything laid out that I was going to put into her gift and wrap it, and just...
What'd you get her?
Oh, my God, a bunch of stuff. She loves See's Candy, and you realize how that's like a maze in Houston trying to find who sells See's Candy. It's from California, I guess, and her mom and her both love it. And it's like everywhere you Google... When you go there or when you call them,
they don't have it.
They're not open anymore, and they don't have it.
Well, that tells you.
So I was scrambling
can't make
all
a
over
living
the place.
Off See's Candy.
I've got a question for Joel, though. You got to be honest.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Did you buy any, like, Valentine's-themed dog treats for your dogs?
Nope.
Don't lie.
None.
Don't lie.
No.
Lisa didn't buy any.
No. Well, that I don't know, but I don't think so. No. I really don't.
Heart-shaped bones.
Dude, you know what I bought? I bought an ACL for a dog for Valentine's Day.
That's hilarious.
We did not buy anything for the dogs. Excuse me.
You good there?
Yeah.
Chief, you gonna make You know what's crazy? Get your breath. I got you. My wife, like, I, you know, when I talk about Klein's jewelry and how much I love him and how big of a hero he made me, I'm not lying to you guys when I tell you that my wife, when I gave her that ring, this is not a commercial, by the way. When I gave her that ring, she was like, "You're good for a year." And so I told her, I was like, "What do you want?" She was like, "I'm good. You don't have to get me anything." I didn't have to get her anything for Christmas. I did, but I didn't have to. And she's like, "I don't need anything. I got my ring."
But it made it easy because, like, come Christmas time, you didn't have to worry about what to get her because
I just got stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
And now if I feel like Esme was like, "You need to at least show up tonight with like a cupcake and a rose or something." I was like, "Ooh, good call, Esme. She loves cupcakes."
Yeah, well, she's old school, so she's going to give you good advice.
Great advice. But yeah, I literally bought myself a whole year of not having to do anything, which I wanted to, but you know, I think at this point, like, how long have you and Lisa been together?
5 years.
So this is your fifth Valentine?
Yeah.
Or sixth?
Fifth.
Okay. Like, after 20,
that's a long time.
I love you, and you love me, and I would be a horrible person if you weren't in my life, and that's the best gift I could give you, is to tell you that you make me a better person. I don't know what else to say.
And that's exactly right, because at a certain point, you just get to the point, like, I bought her diamond earrings a year ago, and she made me take them back. She's like, "I don't need these, and I love them, but we really could use the money on Taylor and other things." And I just, as much as I love them, we don't need them. And I'm like, "Are you serious?" And she, like, I thought she was going to get over it. And she's just not that way.
Yeah.
But I do know she loves her See's candies and certain things. So I got a bunch of that stuff and flowered balloons and all that other stuff. But she's just not big on that. But then you start thinking about it going, "Well, what do we do for Taylor?" Because, you know, Taylor's, Daddy Valentine's. It's Valentine's. And that means party.
She needs to get a man.
Cookies? No, she does not.
What the hell are you talking about?
She does not.
She needs a one-year-old kid to get her whatever one-year-old kids get their chicks, their side chicks.
What are you talking about?
I'm not
girlfriends.
Even, but that, you know, the thing is that was really cool this morning is I normally get her there early for breakfast at school and everything like that. And her mom comes down and goes, "Taylor doesn't want to get up. She had kind of a rough night. So is it okay if she eats breakfast here?" I said, "Sure." So she gets all, and it's such a big deal. Now, all of a sudden, she's gotten really girly with everything. She's got to wear a Minnie Mouse dress that's all red.
Oh, that's
all
good, though.
And she wants ribbons in her hair and everything.
Hey, at least she's, like, not wanting to wear flannel and boots.
No, believe me, I'm with you.
And then you'd be like, "Ugh." Huh?
Yeah, that's why I've told her mom and dad, who are obviously big on sports, too. I was like, "You know what? I'll let her pass on basketball." Yeah. Seriously. I think, you know, I've worked in the WNBA, like, and I think, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I think, and then they're like, "What about softball?" I go, "I don't want her big and hefty either. I think she's going to be fine, just, you know,
now,
whatever she plays."
I will say this. My ex-wife was a softball player, so yeah, it's
there
not.
There are some. Look, Jenny Finch is pretty good.
But yeah, you're better off than, like, "What do you want for Christmas?" "An axe." "You want an axe? Like what? Like a real axe?" "I want an axe, Daddy." "And flannels." "Nope."
"Nope."
I still believe Joel has some dog, you know, Valentine themed dog stuff.
I really don't.
Let it go.
Like a sweater or something. A dog
really
sweater
don't.
with hearts
too many
all over
dogs,
it.
And I can't play favorites anymore, but
There's
I would never
no
do that. That's not There's... my deal. I would never do that. Valentine's Day, no. But like when I had one dog, on his birthday, there was a place right outskirts of Midtown that was a dog bakery, and they made like
a
big
birthday cake?
A big bone shaped birthday cake. Yeah, and
there's no way they don't have Valentine's themed dog treats or something. Then
I'm sure they have them somewhere.
Yeah,
but
you should just get what you should do. How many? You should just get them all like a prosthetic leg to hump.
No, because one would have
like
to get,
happy Valentine's.
One would have to, one would actually use it because it only has three legs. Have a dog with four legs again.
Let the other dogs hump it, and then you clean it up and give it to the three legged dog.
They just don't do that.
That is so
really.
Yeah.
Well, that is so what.
Nothing.
What?
In all honesty, though, I did go to – I've gotten a birthday cake. Not my idea, but yeah. I have gotten a birthday cake for my dog. It threw it all up.
Oh, no.
You bought your dog a cake?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Oh, Bubba ate the hell out
my
of it.
Spouse,
he loved that
my
thing.
Spouse made
loved
me
it. Yeah,
it was expensive,
it.
But I felt like it was just sitting there. They were
Look,
just waiting for that first
dog owner. I don't even buy my cat
dog
stuff.
Owner.
My wife doesn't even buy the cat stuff for their birthdays.
Yeah, but Christmas. Cats have no personality, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, they can.
Yeah.
They got whack-ass personalities.
No.
Yeah, they just pee
I'm not
on
a
everything.
Cat dude.
I'm not either.
Poop. The old one pooped everywhere, not peed.
And throw up in your case.
That too.
Yeah.
That too. I'm waiting until he loses all his motor skills, and he's just like, "I'm just going to crap and puke right here." And I'm going to come home to that.
PETA and everybody who's a cat hunter.
I'm going to come home to that one day, watch. He's just not going to be able to walk anymore.
And Nick and I are both going to enjoy that.
Well, yeah. Well, then he'll be put to sleep after that because, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
No, we're close. I'll put it this way. He'll be 20 on May 29th. I will be surprised if he makes it.
Really?
Yeah, it's getting bad. So I'm preparing myself.
He's lived a heck of a long life.
I'm more prepared. Yeah, like I said, he's been around as long as Nora and I have been together, but I'm more preparing Nora for it than me.
I've always felt weird about people predicting, like,
when they're
day of death of, like, animals, people.
Yeah.
My dad used to do that all the time. I was like, man, you need to stop
doing
it.
Was he right? Was he
like, you see that old lady right there? 60 days tops, like 1 year tops.
Really, dude.
And he'd do it as a joke. I'm like, bro, you got to stop that, man.
Not only you jinx them, you can jinx yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah.
My wife has always told me, she, like, when it rains and I'm driving, if I drive fast, she freaks out because she goes, I know I'm gonna die in a car wreck in the rain. So,
oh no,
I'm like, now here I am going 10 miles. She's always said she's gonna die before me, but she did predict, like, when we got our cats. She was like, well, this one will die before this one, and it'll be about this time. And she was right on all of it. I'm like, are you like a Long Island medium or something?
That lady's a trip, too. So anyway, the one thing I did get out of Valentine's Day, I get Taylor to school. She didn't eat breakfast. Normally, I walk her into the cafeteria, and she's all excited about that. And so I get her in the classroom, and I go, okay, see you, babe. I'll see you after school. And she's like, no, Daddy, you can't leave. And she starts to cry. And she's like, Daddy, we got to go to the cafeteria. We got to eat. I said, no, you can't. And so the teacher's like, no, Taylor, come here. We got you. And so I'm starting to sneak out. And I'm like, man, I don't want to leave her crying because it's not our regular routine. And I stop and I look back. And one of her friends comes up with a Valentine's Day dress and goes, your dress is pretty. So is mine. Look. And they both start spinning around going, we're princesses. And they started smiling. I was like, okay, that's the kid that doesn't know any better, that's just enjoying the hell out of the day. I was like, okay, now I feel better about the day. Because, cool. Like, man, sometimes you just get – people don't feel – a lot of people are bogged down by Valentine's Day. They feel obligated. Just have fun with it, man. Like you said, you've been 20 years into this thing. You know, if you love someone, you got to relate, whatever it might be. If they want to go all out, go all out. And if they don't, just show them that you care.
Tracy Cowley said, happy Valentine's Day to my favorite afternoon delights. And she sent us a Valentine card that says, you suck less than most people. It's good to feel the love, Tracy.
Thanks,
Tracy. We love you too.
Yeah.
So much. Thanks.
I can never believe when someone says we're the, you know, the
their favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Hope but you and it, the girls mainly, have a great day.
I feel like they're talking to me, but they just include you guys.
I feel like they're talking to everybody that they're talking to. You get what I'm saying?
No, like, I feel like Blitz, I feel like they include. No, I don't think so. I think we're don't sell us short. We could be people's favorite show.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, is that true?
Yeah, I think so.
Because just like we could
be people's. No, we could be people's least favorite show. When I dropped that pop locking for Harden video, oh my God, it was this tale of two sides. Either you loved it or you hated it, and people were like, I hate this guy so much, he's why I stopped listening to ESPN 97.5.
Really?
And then other people were like, this is the funniest thing I've seen all week. So,
by the way, did either one of you talk about moles on your bodies on recent shows? Was I like not paying attention in that segment or something?
I mean, probably
did.
We got a call. Someone very upset because we were talking about moles on our bodies. I know it wasn't me.
Moles? I remember
we talked about the girls used to draw their own Madonna like one on, and I have a mole on my face that I refuse to call a mole. I call it a beauty mark.
Yeah, I mean, it was just it was so funny to me because Esme was telling me about it, and it was just like they was upset because about the mole segment. I'm like, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, what was upsetting segment about it?
Oh my God,
I think it's funny. I think
God
it's hilarious.
Forbid, because we're doing it again right now.
Of all the dumb stuff we said, you were upset that we talked about moles. Yeah, maybe ESPN 97.5.
But when he mentioned it, I'm like,
yeah,
that
thing
does kind of sound stupid. Were we talking about moles?
We were, but who knows?
I think Barry said hair grows out of mine or something.
I mean,
possibly. I don't know. I don't know.
I know that we were having fun. Yeah, we were having fun with the whole back in the 80s how women would draw a mole on their face. And I said, I have one here and whatever. No, different strokes for different folks.
If that's what we got turned in on.
I just want to poop on Barry's day. I just want to put him in a bad mood.
But if that's, yeah.
You're on your way.
You don't need to try very hard. If that's what we get calls on, boy, they didn't listen to the rest of the shows we do.
That's crazy.
Because we've talked about way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I thought it was funny. That's why I brought it up. I thought it was just like, really?
Interesting.
Yeah, wait till we get to the rest of the show. Holy cow. The calls will be rolling in. And you're with your video comments, welcome to my world, too. Sometimes you do the most unoffensive, you think, middle of the road, just let people work things out, talk about it. Like, I'll give a topic like Bregman or Correa, who's going to have the better career? That people spitting venom on either side, and how dare you for bringing it up? I'm like, slow down, man. Crazy. And the video was good, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, all right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, you can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. We know the Rockets played their last game before the All-Star break, but they're still going on in the land of the Rockets. So before we go to break, I do want to tell you about the 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the hardwood. It's back. It's Saturday, February the 23rd, a little over a week away, and you can still register your team on Rockets.com. It's the biggest three-on-three basketball tournament in H-Town. It's going to be hosted at the MI3 Center. It's a tournament for all ages and levels. There's a juniors tournament, adult recreational, adult competitive, and adult elite. As always, there's also going to be a skills challenge, three-point contest, dunk contest, and a complete event festival for the whole family with live music, games, and Rockets entertainers. All participants are going to get a tournament jersey, a player packet, and a ticket to an upcoming Rockets game. So really, you don't lose. You win no matter what happens, whether you do well in the tournament or not. Check it out. It's the Rockets Blacktop Battle on the hardwood, and you register at Rockets.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. It's The Usual Suspects on a Valentine's Day on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. 3:15, we're going to have a nutritionist from the Houstonian come on, talk a little bit about maybe some tips to keep you on track on the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge.
I need them, man. I really thought I was going to be motivated. I told you, I was like, oh, nope, once this starts, I'm in it. I haven't done a thing.
I think this is perfect timing for me because I lost 2 pounds.
Okay.
Pooped and or what?
So now.
Just, you pooped?
Just crapped on the whole idea?
No, I've been eating slightly better.
Okay.
Good.
And yeah. you're
I'm down five now.
Oh, see, I'm literally still at 200.
But I'm still with you and with your train of thought because I thought I'm eating better. I'm eating right. But I'm not working out nearly as much. I did 4.5 miles the other night on the treadmill. I was like, you know what? Last night, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to get right back on and I'm going to do something else. Then I'm going to lift. And then all hell broke loose at the house. And I looked at the clock and I'm like, I'm starving. And I'm doing what you said too. Like, I'm having, instead of not eating during the day, I'm having a couple apples with a little peanut butter and doing some things to try and speed up the metabolism stuff. But I definitely think I should be working out more.
Well, but at least you're eating well. I'm not even eating right. I'm just lazy. I don't know. It's not going well, and it should be going better. So I'm glad. Maybe this nutritionist can motivate me.
Or give you some tips, because I put one on the tips for you that probably is something you shouldn't do anymore.
Oh, you put a tip for me?
Yeah, well, with you in mind.
Okay.
When we were putting together everything for the show.
Oh.
And you're actually doing it right now, so it lends itself right into
my Diet Coke?
It. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But no, seriously, and I hate the excuse of, oh, we're getting older now, so it's getting harder. No, the motivation sometimes is what's getting harder. You could still do it. When I get on the treadmill, I'm not huffing and puffing, and I'm running like 9-minute miles or whatever, but like motivating myself to get up on that thing when I got everything else going on in my life, and you've got tons more than me.
I think I might just be like anemic, or I don't know. There's got to be a biological excuse why I'm so lazy.
It's called the Y factor in the man set.
All I want to do, well, I tried that, and it made me go blind. I had the what do they call them? Ocular migraines or whatever?
Yeah.
Where, remember it happened to me on the show?
Yes, I thought I was having
a stroke.
Yeah.
So I had to get off of the meds, but there's got to be. There's
got
to
do the whole show and tell with the nurse and all that stuff after that. We lived our way through that one.
You know, I tell that story now on stage.
Do you?
Yeah. The whole what is it called? Not a sonogram, is it? Yeah, whatever it is.
When
they look at the babies, they can do that to your boys, too.
So and I should know that.
Whatever. Yeah, I live that life now. I just think there's got to be something wrong.
No, it's not an Instagram.
That's not an Instagram post. Speaking of Instagram, we have a guest at 2:30 that'll be joining us.
Oh, indeed we do. Taryn Hilo is going to join us as well. Some people know her as Astros Grill, but before that, she did some work for the Rockets. But she is a definite self-starter and an entrepreneur. She started her own bikini line company with sports-themed bikinis. She's got a lot of other things going. And she's very popular on the internet. But the other thing is, she kind of has to make sure that she takes care of herself because she is her number one marketing tool. And so, therefore, she might have some tips in health and fitness and otherwise. And I saw that she did a little publicity for us last night. And yeah, she tweeted out and Instagrammed. And I saw that you...
Immediately.
Right, I was just right like, back at it. Really? And I knew it was coming the minute really? I saw it. And I was like, I don't have to say a word.
Joel had to tell. Joel's behind this. I knew it immediately.
You can blame me for everything that I don't do, but she had nothing to do with this.
She was like, I can't wait to join at Joel Blank and the boys.
At Pac-Man Joel.
Yeah, at Pac-Man Joel and the boys.
Oh, I was hell
like,
no.
Yeah, it was like just as bad earlier when he called me his sidekick.
Oh,
remember that?
And the boys?
I was
boys?
Like, now I'm a sidekick and we're the boys.
Are we not each other's sidekick?
No, we're co-hosts. No. We are
each right, isn't that the same thing?
No, a sidekick is just an afterthought.
Oh, stop.
And the boys?
Yeah, and the boys.
I think it was the guys.
So I'm a little boy now?
So I tweeted right back to her. I was like, ugh, bad start. You are really off to a terrible start.
What was that this. About?
Yeah. We have names. You could have at least just clicked and checked on the other names on the show. At least mine. Nick doesn't count, but you could have got my name right.
See, that wasn't nice.
You could have Joel and Barry.
Have you guys gotten any of the symptoms from John Granato yet?
No.
So you guys, no germs or nothing?
Oh, I forgot to clean this today.
I should have never given you those Clorox wipes.
I didn't clean it today. I'm screwed. Yeah, so now I'm going to be sick.
Good.
Now that means I'm going to miss the show.
I'll need a new sidekick.
Now, hopefully you're sick too.
I apologize. I had no idea that sidekick. We've called each other our work wives and everything. So who knows? Whatever.
Yeah.
At this point,
I can't wait to. We'll get to the bottom of it when she gets on there. I'm be like, Joel put you up to that, didn't he?
If she's listening right now, she's terrified. She does not even want to join. She may not even.
Have so many questions. It's going to be amazing.
You know what? She's great because she's really honest about things.
She seems fun. She seems cool.
Yeah, she's fun. And the thing is, the thing that I really give her credit for isn't she just doesn't say she likes sports or she likes the Houston teams just because it makes her look good. She knows sports and she knows the Rockets and she knows the Astros. She was a Cowboys fan. I don't know if she still is, but she's honest about that as well. But she'll break it down for you as well, too. So it'll be fun to catch up with her a little bit. And you guys won't be disappointed if you check out the video stream.
That's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to do push-ups right before we go live with her on the video stream.
20 years you've been married. You're
fine. See how buff I am.
Yeah.
No, it's just
No, you're just
vain.
A boy.
I'm just vain.
So you're not buff.
You are? We didn't know.
No, yeah, I'm going to do some push-ups because I want people to be checking out the gun show on the video stream.
We got a tweet from Barry's Flabby Arms. Coming in.
Forgot about that.
Sets of 10.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Dude, I don't even think I could do 10 push-ups.
You can't do 10 push-ups?
I doubt it.
Wow.
I might be able to bang out 7 in a couple minutes if you let me rest in between.
God, I wish the music wasn't playing when you said that, but it's all good.
Yeah, we're going to, by the way, leading up to the Rockets and the Raptors, speaking of the push-ups, we're going to have Kyle Lowry hopefully on before the two teams play. And if you guys haven't seen this during intros now, right before they announce him, all the different guys do different calisthenics and things, and he starts joining them in or coaching him as he goes through the layup line. They traded for Marc Gasol. He didn't know that they did this, and he didn't know what to do, and he just sat there and went, like, with his palms in the air, like, shaking his head, like, he didn't know anything, and Kyle went right by him. And so the second game, they told him they figured out something he could do so he could fit in, but that was funny after the trade. But, yeah. All right, so Taryn Hilo is going to be here at 2:30. 3:15, a nutritionist from the Houstonian. And in the meantime, plenty of time to get into some stuff with you. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back.
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling along. First half hour gone. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio on a Thursday. Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Hope everybody's enjoying their day.
Happy Guilt-Free Sex Day.
Is that what that is?
It should be.
Every day should be that way.
Well, it's an investment, right? You, if you get flowers to somebody 1 month from today, Steak and BJ Day, right?
Or at my house, we call it Steak Day.
Yeah. So I'm just going to give flowers to random girls.
Are you just going to?
In hopes one of them. In hopes,
not a bad idea.
Because it's exactly 1 month from today, right?
It is. March 14th.
Steak and BJ Day. What?
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Here's the deal.
I know.
Start
it's called that.
Tomorrow. Because you catch all of the after Valentine's Day sales on the flowers. You can probably catch a whole boatload of roses for cheap. And then you can just go to the mall and start passing them out and have a little tie on the flower that has your number and how to, or your Facebook account or whatever, Twitter. And then hopefully you line it all up before Steak and BJ Day.
Okay.
I'm helping you market, man.
I appreciate that.
I bet you Taryn will have some ideas for you.
You think?
How to market yourself.
I don't know if
yourself.
She's cool in that department. You know, not every...
She'll market you. Don't tell her why you're marketing yourself.
No, it's like more the, like in the
don't
advice
tell her
department.
The end game. Just
the advice
her,
department.
Yes, I think she'd be good for you.
Oh, we should have her do a whole segment on advice. Just dudes can call and ask
I
questions.
I don't think she would decline
would go that,
but we can check that
It'll
out.
Make it creepy, though.
I don't know about... Yeah.
Barry, can you do 10 push-ups on the video stream? LOL. I don't know why you LOL'd.
You could do that.
I don't know why you had to LOL, bro. Don't come at me, AT&T.
It's a challenge. You have to accept or deny.
I'm not going to do push-ups. I'm not. I'm not some dancing monkey where they make a request and I do it.
Not your puppet,
sir. I'm a grown ass man.
Weren't you dancing in that video?
I'm not. That was it. I wanted to do it.
That's right.
Not because someone asked me to do it.
That's true.
I just got a real quick. I was excited. I finally got more interviews done for the podcast. Do you guys remember Obama Girl?
No.
Yes, because you brought her up to us, I think, a couple weeks ago.
So finally got her interviewed, and then David After Dentist. Do y'all remember the kid that was in the car, and he's like, is this real life?
Yes, I do. Yes. You're going to interview that kid?
I already did. You know that was 10 years ago? He's 18.
I was going to say, he's much older now.
And going to the University of Florida. He's 18 now.
You might see Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, you might, right?
He's on campus.
That's also where Don't Tase Me Bro went, was University of Florida. Mm-hmm. I guess if you're going to be a viral star, you got to go to University of Florida. So, yeah, knock those out. So, and then I just had to plug Marvin Pearson's episode will drop tomorrow.
On Which the 15th. That's a really good episode.
Yeah, it is.
I actually was in for that one.
One of the first ones that we recorded. I'm super excited about that. So
tell them where to get it and what it's called.
The15podcast.com, or you can just search wherever, like Stitcher, iTunes. Just look for the 15, and it's there. And if you rate it, I love you. I appreciate you giving me good ratings.
Did you guys see AJ's new cut?
His new what? Oh, that was really smooth.
Glasses.
Boy, yeah, you
so
are
smooth.
I just saw it on Twitter.
Your
right
rap
now.
Career is flourishing.
He
put his a picture online?
Yeah.
I just walked by his office and saw him sitting there staring at his computer with his glasses on.
He put his four eyes on Facebook and a few other places. It looks good. He looks studious. He looks smarter.
What's weird to me is that you told me that you've gotten LASIK, but you're still wearing glasses. How is that possible?
Sometimes it doesn't work, I guess.
So you had like a dumbass doctor is what you're saying.
No, I had a really good one. One of the best in the state, country, whatever. One, a really, really good one. I'm not going to plug his name or anything, but...
Oh, okay.
I
but
can't.
You said that you could smell your eye melting.
That's any time. Yeah, it's a laser. It's going to burn your eye. You're going to smell it a little bit.
And when did you get this done? That must have been a long time ago when technology wasn't so... Like in the 80s sometime.
No, there was no... In the 80s?
In the 80s?
Really?
Yeah.
You think that we're just knocking out laser eye surgery?
Okay, whatever. Like
in
over
80s.
A decade ago, like 07.
You remember? You obviously never saw War Games. If you saw War Games, you would know they were doing laser eye surgery.
But you said
in the
you
80s.
Smelt your eyes
yes.
melting.
Those
yes.
Commodore 64s were badass.
Yeah, I want to say it was like 2004 because it was. So I quit smoking in 2004. four or five. So I hadn't quit smoking yet because I remember like a week after I got LASIK, I burned my eye with my cigarette. And then I was like, well, there goes that.
How do you burn your eye with a cigarette?
There goes that.
I don't remember this story at all.
Yeah, how does one manage to do that?
I was driving, like if you're a smoker, you know, like you're driving and you don't roll your window down, you crack it. Yeah. And then you flick your ashes in the little crack there and it, the wind and everything is good. Well, I did that and I guess I hit the window or the glass. So instead of just the ash, the hot, you know, cherry of the cigarette and everything just blew back in my face and into my eyes and burned my eyes. So I was like, well,
that might have something to do.
There goes that.
You have weird eye injuries or eye issues.
And I was freaking out because I was like, well, I can't rub it because I don't want to rub my flap off. I was still only a week old. Flap was still not completely reattached. Mm. Yeah, but you do smell, you do like when the laser is, when they're contouring your eyeball or whatever, you can smell it a little bit.
I was going to consider eye correction.
You totally should.
Surgery,
you totally should. We have an advertiser that talks about doing LASIK. You should hit them up.
You
just got to make sure you're eligible because I can't.
Yeah, you have to be a candidate.
If you're
stigmatism,
farsighted, I believe you're a candidate. Nearsighted, I believe you're not.
If you have bad stigmatism, is another issue.
That's I had astigmatism in both eyes. Plus, I was nearsighted.
You can still
and
do
they
it.
Fixed
but
all that.
Yeah.
Well, for a while. But it's not, I mean, make sure, and I'm sure that the people that advertise with us have some sort, I don't know who, you know, what their, the details are, but some of them will tell you that you have like, I had a year to go back. I could go back and get touch-ups or whatever. So you can.
But it's painless. Yeah. It really is. You can, you.
What, have you done?
You're just freaking him out now. Now,
no,
between the smell
I've told
the
story
and the
online. It's not completely painless.
Okay.
It wasn't for me because, so what happens is, like, my eyes are sensitive to light. So I go in, and where I went, it wasn't exactly, like, the smoothest operation because they cut the flap. So they have to cut a flap on your eye, the clear part of your eye. So they cut a flap. Then they peel that flap back, shoot your eye with the laser, and contour it. And then they close the flap, rinse it with water. You're good to go. You can see. It's crazy. But they cut my flap in another room. And then you have to walk
I remember this
to the laser room, right? So then they do the thing, and I'm sitting there, and any shred of light just felt like someone was stabbing me in the eye with a needle. For some reason, for the first 24 hours, I could not have any – I couldn't look at a light at all. I couldn't have any light.
There's no way that still happens today. I'm telling you, that was an old-ass approach.
It wasn't the 80s.
It wasn't the 80s.
Nick.
But, I mean, at the same time, I'm 90, sure technology has
advanced. You got LASIK when you were, like, 12 or something.
No, but I don't know. But maybe just because my eyes were sensitive to light. But, oh, my God. Like, I'm in the waiting room, actually, because they make you sit there for, like, a certain amount of time before you can leave. And I'm freaking out. I'm just going, oh, my God.
Like, you're regretting signing all the papers. And you're like, why did I do this surgery?
Like, and there were old ladies in there. They're like, I don't understand what's wrong. I'm great. And I was like, okay, this old lady isn't crying, but I am. So people were coming in, seeing me freaking out. And they were like, I don't want to do this now. I'm not doing it because of him. So, yeah, it was bad for me. But everybody else was fine. So it probably, you'll be okay. You'll be good.
All right.
Just wear your ski goggles at night and you're good.
Get my doctor said I'm okay for.
You are a candidate?
Yeah, he gave me the okay.
The only thing I worry about with you, I don't want you to waste your money because, you know.
What?
Well, they say masturbating can cause you to lose your sight. So, you what?
See. Now you're just spreading rumors that are absolutely
because
false.
Because you had to say that I got LASIK in the 80s is the only reason that I
because
had to
take
the shot.
Because you said you smelt yourself during surgery. That sounds weird.
A great way to put that, Nick.
I didn't say I smelt myself.
What you said.
I mean, why do you have to twist everything? Why?
It's just what you said.
You wonder why I take the cheap shots
all the time. 3 hours
a day, five days a week.
That
makes the masturbating jokes, not me. But
yeah, he does.
I had no other recourse at this point because you pretty much had me backed into a corner. So. Yeah, but you should totally do it, man. Seriously. If you need glasses and you can't do it for reading because they told me when I did it that if you like, I would need reading glasses later. And now I wear the progressive lenses so I can't see far away. And I also need the reading glasses.
So I can see far away and everything just fine. But like reading up close. Yeah. So
I love how they changed the name from bifocals to progressive so they wouldn't sound so
old.
Yeah. It's bifocals.
Well, no, these progressively turn into bifocals. So we just call them progressive. Yeah.
That's then you all. Get yourself
you
those,
wait you wait
those
you
Ben
son
Franklins
of a,
like Bill Worrell
you're gonna
wears.
Be
dude,
old.
I'm gonna have so many dude you're I sleep with my contacts so much it's yes. gonna be so bad that's the reason why I want to get LASIK because I keep sleeping with my contacts
so you have bad eyesight like the rest of us
I
old
do
folks
yeah
you just don't wear glasses
so no one knows
you're going to be I can't wait
now.
I swear I know we're gonna be off the air and no longer in radio by the time you get old but I'm gonna check back with you I'm gonna check back with you. And I'm going to show people pictures of old-ass Nick. I can't wait. Just don't unfollow me on Instagram because they're coming one day. I'm going to find you. I'm going to find your old ass. You're going to be all hunched over with scoliosis and a hump in your back. It's going to be great.
Squiggy with glasses.
Yeah, I bet you look dumb with glasses. I wish you could get some.
You know what?
I bet you look stupid.
Nick's going to be one.
There's a reason why the music is playing.
So. Both glasses make you look smart.
It's going to make me look dumb?
I think so.
I'm done.
I really think so. But I know a way that you could overcome that and make yourself look smart by getting a new app that I'm using called Get Upside. It's going to make you look smart because saving money and getting cash back is smart. And what better way to do that than with stuff you're already purchasing like gas and food? That's why I love Get Upside. I'm already getting gas. I stopped and filled up this morning. I used Get Upside. I'm going to have cash back in my pocket within 24 hours. You can't beat that. Like, I'm going to get my money back. I'm going to get some money back just by getting gas that I'm already getting. So get this app. It's called Get Upside, all one word. It's in the App Store, whichever app store you use. Completely free to download. Install took me less than 2 minutes. I was up and running at a gas station when I first downloaded it. That's how quick it was, and I was able to get savings right away. It's really easy to use, and when you do it, here's a tip, and please don't not do this because you're gonna mess yourself up and not get as much saving as you normally would on gas. Use promo code Barry. If you put in promo code Barry, I promise you, you're going to get extra savings on your gas, and I want you to do that. There's 5,000-plus gas stations around the city of Houston where you can use it at. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon in savings. Save up to 35% cash back at hundreds of restaurants around town as well. And again, it's super easy to use. Just make your purchase with a debit card, and then in the app, you upload the receipt, and then within 24 hours, you will have access to get that cash back in your pocket. Why wouldn't you do this? Why would you pass on free money? That doesn't make sense to me. Get Upside is the app name. It's in the App Store. Use promo code Barry. I want you to get that extra savings. Super easy to download. Super easy to install. You'll be up and running. Just make sure you use a debit or credit card when you make your purchase, and you are good to go. It's called Get Upside. Go download it right now. Put in promo code Barry. Get that extra savings. Look, take a friend out to eat, and then you buy. You get to save the money, and they don't even have to know. Do that all the time. Like a $30 lunch, if you get up to 35% cash back, you're getting 10 bucks back. That's a significant savings, especially if you do that a couple times a week. Get Upside, promo code Barry, free in the App Store. Download it, get cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. First hour, 3 hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Rockets. Of course they were going to win. No. Did you? Social media last night leading into that Rockets game was just heads. This is why I don't know how Jerry Bowe and other people bet on NBA games and why they would even waste their time. And people say baseball's bad. But social media leading into that game last night, everyone was so convinced. Rockets are going to beat the Wolves. Blazers are going to lose to the Warriors. Rockets are going into the All-Star break. Total control of the four seed. Maybe not.
Nope.
I'm telling you, fellas, and you know me, and I've been positive because of this Harden streak and everything like that, and all he's done to carry this team. I'm starting to get a little concerned about this Rockets team and the way they're playing. And I'm going to hold off a little bit until Capella gets back, but last night was the perfect example of just how Kobe might be right.
It's funny. That was the same thought I had. It's kind of a stagnant offense. It's mm-hmm. it's to or borrow a term from Kevin McHale and Kelvin Sampson, who we had earlier on in the show, ball was very sticky.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Kelvin Sampson had a little laugh in him the other day, I was going to get him, after he said it, say, Coach, we're not a fan of sticky balls, and I knew it wasn't going to go over well.
But yeah, the offense, it just, what I don't understand, and I really thought that when they went out and got Kenneth Free, they would, this would be more of the case. Why are they not running the high pick and roll with that guy more often? I don't understand that. Like, this is now become an offense where everybody gets the ball to James Harden and just watches him, including the defense. The defensive side of the ball, they mentioned it a couple of times. I don't know what, if you watch the ESPN or the Rockets broadcast, but Bull brought it up where a couple of times four guys are just staring at Harden, and he was able to find somebody open. Now, they weren't necessarily knocking down I think it was P.J. Tucker that didn't knock the shot down. But, yeah, I'm worried about this offense as is. I think when Capella comes back, it opens it back up, but it's very stagnant right now.
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for them to – so there's no excuses either. You got the full complement. But I hearken it back to the days of Steve Francis and Katino Mobley. And as much as we talked about in the playoffs last year, counting James Harden's dribbles, and I thought that was ridiculous, but – dribbling 19 seconds of the shot clock out when you have Chris Paul back on the floor when you need a bucket in the fourth quarter is just not going to get it done. And let me tell you something. That kid, the rookie from Georgia Tech, can play. And if you find one on-ball defender that can just stay in front of James and you let him dribble out 15 of the 19 or whatever it is, and then all of a sudden you bring a second guy to him, the Rockets are screwed.
Yeah, and I think I agree with you, Barry, in that pick and roll with Fareed. I think sometimes it doesn't have that same success with every team, and then they get discouraged and they don't do it enough. Just because it might have failed here or there, it doesn't mean they should stop doing it. And I think that's a part of the reason why sometimes they don't run that high pick and roll, because it's not going to work against every single team. And I think to a certain extent, Kobe Bryant might be right. It might be easy to defend in a situation where you don't have at least somebody big and consistent in the post that can really be a presence. It may be a problem all year. It may be a problem throughout the postseason.
It's both. Both, guys. They need a big. And if you look at Fareed's numbers, okay, just since he joined the Rockets, they are almost parallel to Clint Capella's. They did a bar graph the other night. He's like a point and a half less than Capella and about the same amount of rebounds. He's a better free throw shooter. And we all know he can rise, right? He can get up on an alley-oop,
that
on a pick and roll.
Night, he showed you.
Yeah, and he can get up. So I think that it's twofold. You've got whether Chris Paul has to go in and get the ball and pry it out of his hands a couple times, or they just have to get on the same page to be able to realize, hey, you got to spread it out a little bit. And then Capella, whether you go high pick and roll with Fareed, but you got to do something with a big.
I tell you what's going to change, what's going to make a change, even if Capella doesn't come back right away, ending this streak. That's what it is.
Yeah,
I feel like at this point, they're just like, well, he's got to get his first. And if he can get to 30, then maybe the offense opens up a little bit. But then you get into such a situation where you need a big shot and no one really wants to take it now. And you want the best scorer in the league to take it. And so by the time you get to crunch time and he's got his 30, now you're relying on him to win the game for you. So the offense just really doesn't have a chance to become involved with. I mean, they took 98 shots. So let's just use round numbers. They took 100 shots last night. He took 34 of them.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
That's 34% of the offense is him.
I sat there on the couch going, I hope to, because they were winning. So it was better when they were winning. But I was like, I hope to God he gets to 30 and then either shut him down for a while and sit him down. But if you watch the offense run, even after he got it, I don't know what his objective, maybe it was because of a national TV game. But Green would cut to the basket, be wide open on the cut, and he'd pass him up. And Gordon would flash, and he'd pass him up, and he's still dribbling. And I'm going, okay, I get the streak thing until you get to the number for the night. I get the fact that he's had to shoulder the load with all the injuries. But these guys start getting disinterested, and you're right. Now when you need a bucket, four guys are standing around going, well, if you did it before, it's all you.
Yeah, and he also had six turnovers, and it wasn't the cleanest game for him. It looks sexy because he got the 42. They lost. He had six turnovers. He had some lapses on defense again.
And wasn't it another 70-point game for points in the paint for their opponent again?
Yes.
So, I mean,
you can say that's Karl Anthony Towns.
I'll rebound it again.
It's more than that. They were attacking the rim. They were getting layups. Is it Okogie?
Okogie. The block that he got, you just knew.
Man.
when he embarrassed James Harden like that, because Harden had just gotten his 31st 30-point game, maybe the trip down or the previous trip before that,
yep,
a couple trips ago before the block. So Okogie gets the block, and you just knew next time down the court, it was James Harden's ball, and he was going to go right at him and try to be physical with him and show him and say, look, you're not going to embarrass me like that. I really thought, because we've seen this play out time and time again, I really thought that was going to be a charge. Because James, once he's made to look bad by another player, he goes right at him and does something dumb, does something stupid. And I thought, well, that's typical Harden right there. He got lucky that it was called a block, a blocking foul instead of a charge. But you just knew that was coming.
And here's the thing, too. If we thought that the Ginobili block in the playoffs was something that people were going to make into a logo and stuff, that was one hell of an impressive block that ain't going away, and you're going to find it on every highlight show. Because that kid can – that's what I'm saying. As a rookie, he gained a ton of respect from me, man, because he played great one-on-one defense, help defense, finished at the rim, athletic. I mean, that kid was impressive.
And still put in 16.
Yes. He was impressive.
I don't understand why this – I mean, you watch that Timberwolves team play, and I'm watching some of the subs. They're bringing in Taj Gibson off the bench. They're bringing in Dang. They've got – you're just – I'm seeing all this and thinking, why is this team as bad as they are?
Because they've been in turmoil all season. You know, you were – the Butler situation.
Yeah.
And then you didn't have Wiggins last night. But when Wiggins is on the floor, he's going to command the ball more. So then Towns gets upset if he's not getting his touches. They're still young, and they don't have a lot of direction.
Teague played well. Did you hear?
He did play well.
Did you watch the ESPN feed?
I watched the Rockets.
They were like Isaiah Kanan. I was like, huh? They said that after he left, one of the things that he's done is he's no longer Isaiah Cannon. He wants to be called Kanan.
Stop it.
Swear to you. All night, for the 6 minutes he was on the floor, He made a three. They were like, Kanan for three. And I was like,
Craig said that?
Isaiah has requested that he be called Kanan from now on and not Isaiah Cannon. So there's that.
Because that doesn't sound awkward.
That doesn't sound all different. It's kind of like, remember, but this isn't new because they used the example Roy Oswalt because everyone called him Oswalt.
Yep.
And then he changed it and he became Roy Oswalt.
Dorset became Dorset, and you always Theismann and Theismann. And
so it's now Kanan.
At least it's not Meta World Peace, you know? It's not like a massive, drastic change.
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, no
doubt about it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. You want to talk some Rockets, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call and text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Hour number two is coming around the corner. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.